Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, my next guest is Chicago hip-hop artist who's part of the famed Save Money Collective. His latest EP is called From Me to You, Chicago. It's Kami.
Just like the movies. She said connect.
Whose name is Kane Equinife, is a Southside.
Right.
I said it right?
Said
see?
It right. Yeah.
Already off to a good start.
Yep.
Southside Chicago native who's been a part of the Save Money Collective for years now. That collective, of course, is a group of some of the biggest names in Chicago hip hop, from Vic Mensa to Joey Purp to Chance the Rapper. Kami's the next big name to come out of this crew, although fans of Chicago hip hop would argue he's already burst through. People know him very well. Red Eye called him one of the acts to watch in 2017. In fact, Magazine gave him the same recognition this year.
Mm-hmm.
But with all the rappers mentioned above, Kami brings a more adventurous, experimental vibe to his music. The new EP is called For Me to You, and Chicago hip hop artist Kami in studio with me tonight. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too, man.
Is that fair to say that you bring that you're the more adventurous, experimental one in Save Money?
I think everybody has their own adventure that they go on, and mine just might have a little bit more turns and twists, but still an adventure all the same.
It's probably not a surprise to you, but just give us your feelings about how Save Money went from a collection of young friends who were doing great stuff to now synonymous with Chicago hip-hop, if not known nationwide, worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Does it surprise you that you've had so much success that people know Save Money at the collective like they do?
I mean, it's just a blessing. Like, we've all been friends since forever. It acts as we're getting old now. But,
what are you, 25 years old?
Yeah. But it's just dope, though, like, you know, that we all got to attack, like, the same career path and find success in it. Some of our friends are the biggest people in the world. Chance is one of the biggest people alive. So it's just pretty cool that everybody can kind of just exist in that pocket.
Yeah.
You know,
you went to Whitney Young High School.
Mm-hmm.
When you started out with Save Money, and you know, like you said, it's been a couple of years, but you're still 25 years old.
Yeah.
When you guys developed the collective, was the goal to be hip hop artists, to make this a career, or was it just fun and creative and hanging out with friends?
The goal was realistically to save money. Like, realistically, like, it kind of just spurned from like people saving up, I don't know, lunch money, or just, you know what I'm saying, trying to buy clothes, just finding ways to save money, whether we were regretfully like stealing out of downtown stores, stealing jeans or whatever we were doing as kids. It all just came from the whole concept of trying to just save up money so you could do the things that you actually want to do.
How important was the music at the time for you guys? Was it more just an ethos of you guys hanging out and saving money, or was music on the mind?
Yeah, music was, I think that everybody started realizing it. We would freestyle all the time. First, it's like funny, just a fun lunchtime thing to do, or just like whenever we were chilling or whatever. But I think it just evolved into a passion for everybody. Once you kind of explore all these options, like, do I want to go to school to be a financial advisor? Hell no. So like, it's like, I'd rather freestyle all day for a living. And, you know, I think that's what it turns
into.
Good
if you can get it, right?
Yeah. Oh, no offense to the financial advisors.
No, I don't think there's.
I don't think any
most financial advisors want to be rappers. So
basically, so yeah, it just turned into what it did, and I think it is a genuine passion for everybody because I don't think anybody's really geared to do things that they don't want to do, even if they want to like see the rewards of something that they might admire. They're not going to consistently do it for as long as we've done it. And as passionately as all of my friends have done it, if we didn't really want to do it. So it's just like a God-given, this is what you're supposed to do.
You know, there's something to be made of the idea that a lot of the artists that are in Save Money came from certain areas, went to schools in different areas, and were able to cross-collaborate, meaning that the people who lived in on the north side or the west side or south side were able to meet up because of the way the school system is set up. Do you see that as a positive, the fact that you were able to grow up on the south side, go to Whitney Young, which is right in the near west side in the
right.
West Loop, and be able to meet people that weren't necessarily your neighbors?
Definitely. That's why it's kind of sad with all the stuff going on with the CPS schools getting closed down and all of that type of stuff, because I think that through CPS, one good thing that always comes from it is just the people that you meet, even if it's not necessarily at your school. Schools interact. There's a community of CPS students. Everybody knows who everybody is, whether it's like through social media. I think at the time it was like Facebook. We were just all meeting up through whatever parties or just like gatherings, you know what I'm saying, just social events. And those are the times where you form your lifelong friendships. It's like, I think it was a super blessing being able to be from the South Side where there's not that many options on the South Side and be able to go to a magnet school like Whitney Young.
How does it help you musically? How does it help you in your career as somebody who has been able to put out as much as you've put out? You put out a slew of stuff. How has it helped you to musically to be involved in that cross-cultural, cross-collaborative environment?
It's just being aware. There was a lack of interaction with certain groups of people that I had going into high school. I had never interacted with Latino people or white people. Just coming from the South Side, that just wasn't in the daily agenda of going to elementary school on the South Side. So it's just a different perspective, and you become more aware. Just culturally different things that you could talk about and topics that you could approach that everybody can, because you gather your own information,
right.
Everybody can relate to.
Kami's in studio. Kami is a Chicago hip-hop artist. His EP is called From Me to You. It's out. We'll talk more about the music coming up here on The Download. We'll take a quick break. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. My guest in studio, Chicago hip-hop artist Kami. His latest EP is called From Me to You. He's part of the Save Money Collective. Those are some of the biggest names, not just in Chicago hip-hop, but now in worldwide, when you talk about Vic Mensa and Joey Purp and Chance the Rapper, of course.
There we go.
You have been creating music. This EP is a long time coming, but talk about how it's different than your other music.
Well, this EP, it dropped during like Valentine's Day. I had went to L.A., but I ended up getting in the studio for the 3 days that I was there. Like, that would be from like the 10th to the 13th. And I had made two songs in that span of time. And I recently just got a girlfriend, so I was just like, I want to just drop something for Valentine's Day. I haven't had a girlfriend in a long time, so I was just like, this would be a cool
personal,
way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a personal thing.
A great gift.
I always try to do stuff with music that's actually happening in my life, so it was a good way to channel some energy.
Making us all look bad. All the guys around the world. So I show up with my little, I stopped off and I got this candy
flowers.
Bar. It's real nice.
No, but the funny thing is she was mad at me because I didn't get her flowers and a chocolate. And I'm like, damn, I made you a whole EP. But whatever. Basically, I was just like, I wanted to do something special for Valentine's Day. And I think that just came out of me.
And you're 25 years old now. Mm-hmm. And I think about, you know, like I said, Save Money's been around since high school years. And your music, how do you see it evolving? How do you see as Kami? I mean, you've changed names. You were going as Kami Dechuku
for
a while. Now it's just Kami.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see it changing? I mean, as you now get to the point where you have so many more doors open because of the bandmates or collective mates that have had success, how do you see the music that you're going to produce as a young adult?
Life comes one day at a time, and the things that change you happen sometime in between all of that. So I've just always been good at adapting from what I'm seeing now is that's what I just want to continue to do, is just adapt to whatever situation, whether it's I have a new girlfriend or I want to go to Miami for a week and go soak in the strip club culture. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I want to do. But
just if you get a new girlfriend or soak in the strip club culture, you
know, I don't know,
one, man.
I don't know. Like, I'm saying, like, I guess those two things right after each other aren't really a good look. But I'm saying, like, anything that is happening in my life, I think that's how my music is going to evolve. Like, I just have to always pull from life.
Lyrically, you will always adjust because, of course, you're writing about what you know and what you live.
Mm-hmm.
Musically, when you talk about the beats that are produced and how you approach the music, the patience, there's a lot of slower stuff, you know, that you've done, especially on this EP. How does that play out? Lyrically, you will, you know, be a sign of the times. Whatever's going on in your life, you'll sing or rap about. But when it comes to the music, how do you evolve that way when you're starting to think about how the music sounds?
I feel like there's always been connection and like music in people's souls. I think that's just in you. I think you just gravitate towards things and you have to have the ability to kind of curate putting a certain group of lyrics onto a certain composition of music. I try to work with maybe one or two people when I'm making a project. Realistically, like the album we dropped in 2017, I worked on it completely with one producer, Knox Fortune. And it really helps to capture the energy or a specific direction. I'm big on going completely one way. So I just like to find people that I get along with and who also have a certain sound or direction that they want to go in, and then figure it out from there.
Yeah, life is about choices, right?
And exactly.
I've heard that plenty of times. But music is about choices as well. I mean, you have to commit to what you're doing. When you get into a studio and you got new music and new ideas, how much are you collaborative? How much of it is, I have a vision, this is what I want to try to accomplish, can you help me get there? Or how much of it is, hey, let's put it all on the table and see what sticks?
See, that's the beauty of working with one or two people, because it's easier to collaborate. I think that when there's too many cooks in the kitchen thing, I think once that's the case, that's when you start making things that are kind of synthetic versus where it's like you're valuing the one or two people you're working with's opinion because you guys are working so closely. So it's a respect thing. It's like, oh, I want to hear what you have to say versus there being 10 people in the room and somebody that you damn near don't even know who is an attachment of somebody else is like...
Play
Yo,
with knobs, right?
And sometimes that's cool. Sometimes that's cool in post.
Once
you get your ideas out, for me personally, when I'm trying to form ideas, it's really hard for me to try to form everybody's idea at the same time. I like to form my idea and then edit it because it's like if I'm the person working on this stuff, I want to get my idea.
It's your direction, right?
Selfishly, too.
You know, when you have people who are calling you the next biggest thin name in hip-hop, and whether it's Red Eye or Fact Magazine or others, and you're coming out of Save Money with so much attention from Chance's success and Vic Mensa and even the others. I haven't mentioned Tokyo.
Of course.
But as they continue to have success and they continue, is it more pressure on you to say, okay, it's my turn. It's my turn. I got a new album and it's going to drop and here it is. Or is it freeing in the fact that, you know, they've paved the way. They open up doors and relationships that you didn't have before.
It's a little bit of both, I think. I think it's in the sense of pressure. I have to kind of live up to what they've already done. Just from the perspective of everybody else watching, is going to be like, I can't do anything that's weak because they're going to look at it like, oh, well, he's not as good. He's just the tag along.
Right.
Or something like that. And the other way, it's super freeing because it's these relationships are there and ready to be built for me. So it's like, yeah, this is Kami affiliated with Vic and Chance. And I'm like, that's great. These are my personal friends. You know what I'm saying? Why would I stop myself from having those connections to help me? That would be stupid.
It's just business
101.
Right.
But at the same time, it's just, once again, like, it does help. It definitely helps because it's like, if I go in the right direction, then it's like, we're ready to accept you.
The old saying is they'll open the door, but you got to walk through it.
Right? Exactly.
Right. What's next for you?
Me and Smoko Ono, he's a producer.
Great producer name, by the way.
Smoko Ono. It's so crazy to me. Like, yeah, me and Smoko are working on a whole project, a joint project. I'm super excited for it because it's a little bit more traditional. It's a little bit more slight. Like, it's a little bit more what people think that they want. So I'm excited because it's turning out really good.
All right.
I generally never really do features. It's good features on here. So I'm super excited to just go in that direction now.
Kami's my guest. The latest EP is From Me to You, but he's got new music that's on the way. Of course, one of the members of the famed Save Money Collective here in Chicago. Chicago hip-hop artist Kami, thanks so much for coming in and talking.
Nah, thank you, man. For real, for real. Thank you.
Everybody's eyes around us so true.